We see two notable features of this year's new car market: the return to pre-pandemic sales levels and the ever-increasing share of electric vehicles. Electric vehicles registered during the first 8 months have broken the 20,000 barrier. This should only be viewed as a start, though. We've yet to return to new car sales levels that will reduce the age of the national fleet, and we need to see an even greater level of EV sales, both new and used, if we want to get close to the government's climate action ambitions. As a country, we can't control the international political and economic situation. However, we can control our own local taxation and incentive regime. If we get this right, we can create a platform to give consumers and businesses more options to make better environmental choices. Well, for this to happen, the industry and consumers, they need stability and they also need certainty. So with this in mind, SIMI is calling on the government in the upcoming budget to extend the current electric vehicle incentives and not to make any changes to VRT. For consumers, this would mean a continuation of the SEAI grants and VRT reliefs, while for businesses, an extension of the benefit in kind reliefs for 3 more years. In addition, we do need increased funding to support the national charging infrastructure. By doing these things, we'll see an increase in both the new car market and in EV sales, with the potential to create an active used EV market over the next couple of years. These measures would support government in a number of ways. It would increase revenue from new car sales, protect employment in the sector, and also reduce emissions from the national fleet.